Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson from the Order for Evening Prayer from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These reflections are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd Reformed Episcopal Church in Tyler, Texas.
Today is Wednesday of the 16th Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from Matthew chapter 10, verses 16 through 31.
Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows.
I feel like Jonah running away. I saw what today's lesson was in Matthew 10 and ran smack dab in the middle of the difficult sayings of Jesus. I thought about talking only about verses 30 and 31. They seem pretty safe. Whenever Jesus spends time with his disciples, he gives them a radical call: to deny self, to give up the world, and to give up everything for him. The original call that Jesus gave to the first disciples meant that they had to leave their jobs and homes and follow immediately, trusting only in him. In Matthew 10, he calls them again, this time to proclaim him to others and to act in his name. This is the same radical call he gives to each of you as his disciple. This doesn't sound so radical, does it? What could be so dangerous about simply saying, I'm a Christian and I'm here to offer you God and his love? Here's how Jesus proclaims his call to us in verse 27. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. What is this preaching from the housetops, and why does Jesus give such dire predictions about persecution that will accompany this action? For those whom Jesus sent out, preaching from the housetops meant that they were to preach in his name, heal diseases, and cast out demons. But there would be resistance and persecution. Jesus Christ is an offense to those who are perishing and don't want to give up themselves to God. He's an affront to the idea that I'm okay, that all religions, beliefs, and behaviors are the same, and is a challenge to the kingdom of man that resides deep in each human heart. And so Jesus warns his disciples in verse 16, saying, I send you out as sheep among wolves. In verse 17, he tells them that they will be delivered up to synagogues and councils and scourged, as he would be. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, he plainly states in verse 22. How's that for rallying the troops? How do they respond to this difficult call, knowing what they would face? They faithfully preach from the housetops, especially after the coming of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:36, Peter. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ. Acts 3:16, Peter and John, after healing a man, and his name through faith in his name has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Acts 4:20, when commanded not to speak in the name of Christ. Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. The end for all of the 12 apostles, martyrdom. But what does preaching from the housetops mean for us today? Jesus' meaning isn't literal, but it also isn't meaningless. Preaching from the housetops means making Jesus Christ known to those in our lives. It might be best to think of making a small start. Why not proclaim Jesus Christ to your spouse and your kids? Why not preach him to your brothers and sisters in Christ? They need to hear about him and have him in their lives every day. Once we broaden the preaching of Jesus from the housetops to include all that we might say about Jesus to all who have ears to hear, our job becomes much larger, much more glorious, and more comprehensible. Instead of preaching Jesus being only the words that will get someone to say the sinner's prayer, preaching Jesus is any time we proclaim him and his kingdom to anyone. In fact, the number one place that Jesus Christ is proclaimed or preached is in the church, among believers. When we practice this, then maybe we'll be encouraged to preach Jesus to other people we know as well. Every once in a while, when we are filled with Christ in our ears and hearts, we want to preach him to acquaintances or strangers, some of whom we do not know, some of whom do not know him. What can we expect if we truly preach from the housetops? You won't be delivered up to the council or synagogues, and it's not likely you'll be thrown into prison. But you may have people look at you funny. Friends or work associates may back away from you a little bit, and they may make your life more difficult. What then will make us want to preach from the housetops? Well, here's something for starters. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. Verses 32 through 33. What motivates some men may be the stick that Christ will deny me if I deny him. But what motivates me much more is the divine carrot, that if I preach him from the housetops, he'll announce and proclaim me in a higher place, heaven. What will make us preach Jesus Christ from the housetops? It's knowing that he has and continues to faithfully proclaim us to the Father in heaven. What makes me want to preach him is that he lives within me. Finally, one day I hope to hear, even in this life, those most blessed of words. Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.